Bonus Episode 2. Find Your Courage. This is a short episode of the subsection Find Your Courage from Chapter 18, Find Your Voice, in Quiet Disruptors Creating Change Without Shouting. It offers a little more breathing space for you to do your own thinking and concludes with the 5 prompts as an aid memoir. Find your courage. There's a big difference between seeing what could be different and doing something about it, speaking up and changing the conversation. Where we find our courage has a significant part to play, and it will be different for each of us. 1. What naturally paralyzes me? This is swimming against our own tide. Knowing what frequently blocks me is key to unlocking my bravery. We all gravitate to one of 3 centers of intelligence, our innate knowers, the places where we know what we know. Head or intellectual, where thinking is dominant. Heart or feeling, where emotions are dominant. Body or gut, where instincts are dominant. These usually serve us well. However, we can over-rely on them when we're in a challenging position and become locked up. Let's break through. 2. How can I choose to be present over being perfect? This is about imperfect people choosing to be fully present in an imperfect world and make it better by doing so. It involves giving up chasing illusions or being driven by perfection long enough to be here, right now, in an uncomfortable, messy, glorious reality. And letting go long enough to enjoy it, because there won't be another day just like today, ever. The Japanese practices of wasi-sabi and kintsugi offer brilliant insights if you want further encouragement to shift your mindset. 3. What enables me to start where I am? Those of us who are passionate about making a difference often want to change everything. I mean, the whole world. But making a tangible and sustainable difference is usually one step at a time. We do need audacious ambition, but we don't have to change the world in one go. The pressure to be big all the time is counterproductive. And to be a superhero is so yesterday. Subconsciously, it could also be our get-out clause, a way of hiding. 4. What can I do to face my fear? Avoiding failure is a fool's game and takes you nowhere, and quiet disruptors are not fools. Therefore, let's lean into, rather than away from, our vulnerabilities and fears, knowing that if we do trip up, at least we're facing in the right direction, and we've moved forward, even if it's on our knees. Face your fear and do it anyway. 5. How can I remember that we're all just people? Intellectually, we may not buy into the we're all equal but some are more equal than others, but emotionally, we fall for it so often. What are the telltale signs? Often it is when we're too close for comfort and find we're competing or feeling shut down. That's when we need to face up to intimidation and remember that we're all just people. We all brush our teeth and all that stuff. We all started small and will all die eventually. But in the meantime, we can do some great things. The five prompts. What naturally paralyzes me? How can I choose to be present over being perfect? What enables me to start where I am? What can I do to face my fear? How can I remember that we're all just people? I hope these prompts are helpful for you in developing your voice as a quiet disruptor.